Hello, good morning. And for those of you who don't know, I've had a knee operation, but watch this. Look at that. That's marvellous. But as I look round, I see all these wonderful faces that I've met through the cafe and through church. And the cafe's been a most marvellous thing for myself. It's given me such an insight into God's grace, trusting in God. And I've learned all of that through coming into contact with members of our church, members of the people that come to the cafe. And I'm only one person, and the cafe would not exist if it were not for all the volunteers. And I think half the congregation here have at some point volunteered in the cafe. Some of them are still volunteering when they were there on the first day when we opened. So without those people, the cafe would not exist. So it's really important to remember, I'm just one person, that the cafe is more than just one person. And I believe God gave me the opportunity to work with all the people in the cafe, and I feel it was his will. But now he's got something different for me to do. So, and I know Sandra, who is the next cafe manager, will do a wonderful job. And the thing is with Sandra, she only came in to have coffee with her friend one day. So I just warn you, if you come in to have a coffee with your friend, you may end up being the manager of the cafe at some point. You might not know it yet, but you will. And also, I have to say a big thank you to Rachel, because poor Rachel didn't get any notice that there was going to be a vacancy. And she's managed to do the assistant manager and the manager and keep everything rolling along. So without Rachel as well, we owe a big debt of thanks to Rachel. So thank you all so much. And one thing the cafe has taught me is that to accept people as we are, not what we look like, but try to look and see the person on the inside. And one story that stands out for myself was one day a man came in to the cafe and he was obviously having a tough time. Wasn't dressed in, you know, a boss suit or a tie or anything. He was having a tough time. And he came to the counter and he said, I'd like a coffee and a scone, but I can't afford to pay for both. But I tell you what, I'll sing to you. And I thought, hello, hello, it's going to be knees up Mother Brown. But actually, he took my hand and he sang the most amazing operatic aria I have ever heard. And it made the hairs on the back of my head tingle. The cafe was silent, not a word. And after he finished, everyone gave him a round of applause. And after that, I said, you can have what you like. But it just shows we should never look at a person of what they are on the outside, but try and see what's inside, because it's generally lovely and very good. So I wish Sandra and Rachel Godspeed. God be with you all, and I know he will be. And I've learned so much from being with you all. So thank you so much.
Not allowed to read that while I'm preaching. As most of you hopefully know by now, the person, as you've heard, will be taking over from Yvonne is Sandra. Sandra was, with no exaggeration, a godsend, and I would like Sandra to come up and tell us a little bit. I don't know what you want to say. You can say anything, really, but Sandra, it's lovely to be able to welcome you.
Morning. John asked me if I would say in just a few minutes, tell you about, I think you called it my journey, John, from how I ended up in this cafe. So I'll do my best to sum that up. I think the journey to this cafe really started in 2016 for me. And I had been working for a banking group for 29 years by then, and I was made redundant. We'd had lots of rounds of redundancies over the years, and I'd always survived to tell the tale. But that one was different. I really felt that God very clearly was saying, this is the time for you to leave and to go and do a new thing. So don't go and get a job in another bank. Go and don't do project management or human resources somewhere else. Go and do a new thing. He didn't tell me what. But anyway, he gave me peace about that decision, and I left. And right about the same time, my own church, so I worship in Bellevue Chapel, which is only a couple of miles down the road, my own church started work on a building project. We were building an extension. And one of the thoughts about that extension, only one amongst others, was that we might be able to run a cafe in there at some point. And so I started to feel very clearly God saying to me, you've got all this time now, so go and learn about running a cafe. So I did. So I went and I started going around other church and community cafes, speaking to the people who ran them to find out, what do you need to know if you want to set up and run a cafe? What's it really like? And I also thought, well, I should get myself a job in a cafe to learn the ropes and see if I could actually do this thing. So I did that too. And one of the churches I came to was here. And as Yvonne's already said, I was in having a quiet coffee one day, and I suddenly realised the queue was getting bigger and bigger. And there was nobody in the kitchen, pretty much, except Yvonne, maybe one other volunteer. And so I said, I work in a cafe. Is there anything I can do to help? And that was it. I was in the kitchen for the next 2 hours. So be warned. And since then, Yvonne's called on me from time to time when she's stuck, and I've done a few volunteer shifts. And I really didn't think that much more of it, to be honest. So if you fast forward to the summer of this year, and I had taken some holidays from my job at the other cafe where I worked in order to attend the Abbey Summer School, which was here. Most of you probably know about it running here. One of the organisers is a guy called Adrian, who is my home group leader in Bellevue. And on the second day of summer school, Adrian was having a chat with John and discovered there was a vacancy here for a cafe manager, because Yvonne had realised that she wasn't going to be able to come back to work here. And that's where it started. Adrian also knew, because he was my home group leader, he knew that I was at the stage in my other job where I was looking for a change and I was looking for something else. And God clearly had all of that in hand. And so that conversation started. I spoke to John that evening, and then we started the whole process of advertising and applying and going through selection. And a month and a bit later, a couple of months later, here I am. So I certainly expected to hear from God at that conference. I came very excited about what I was going to learn from God. I didn't expect to end up with a new job. But it was all in His perfect timing. And so I am really excited to be here with a real assurance that God is in it. But I'm also really humbled and slightly nervous to be here to follow in Yvonne and Rachel's footsteps, because they've done such a fantastic job. And just in case you're wondering, Bellevue Extension is nearly finished, not quite, and we're not putting a cafe in it, at least not at the moment. So whilst I thought that all of that time in that 2 year period, God was preparing me to set up and run a cafe in Bellevue, turns out He wasn't. He was preparing me for this. So thank you very much. Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind. That's the best bit. Thank you.